May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There is a restaurant in Washington, D.C., that looks just like any other restaurant. Sakina Halal Grill is located just blocks from the White House, and during the lunchtime rush, customers flock there for the all-you-can-eat buffet of authentic Pakistani Indian food. But Sakina is more than just a place to get delicious food. The owner, Kazi Manan, has made it his mission to offer people who are homeless the same experience paying customers get. So that means anyone who asks for a free meal gets one. No questions asked of them. And the people who receive free meals eat in the restaurant alongside paying customers. Because of this mission, Kazi and his staff have gotten to know most of DC's homeless community since the restaurant opened in 2013. He calls them his guests. Kazi knows what they want to eat even before they order. There is one man who has eaten at Sakina twice a day, every day, for 4 years now. Last year, Kazi estimates that he and his staff gave away 16,000 free meals. Now, you might be wondering why he does this. He does it because he remembers what it's like to go without. When Kazi Manan came to the U.S. from Pakistan in 1996, he had less than $5 in his pocket. He remembers what it was like to worry about where his next meal was going to come from. He remembers what it was like to pass by restaurants but never be able to go in them. So when he opened his restaurant in 2013, he decided right from the beginning that people who were homeless or hungry would always be welcome to eat for free. Not everyone understands his decision to do this. But ultimately, this is the reason that he does. He says, "I'm trying to worship our Creator through food." I wonder what Judas would have to say about that. On the one hand, our scripture reading today tells us that Judas was concerned about the poor, at least he said he was. But that concern was really a front for a more powerful love that pulled at his heart, the love of money. When Judas questioned Mary's decision to pour 300 denarii's worth of pure nard on Jesus' feet, he pretended to be concerned about what seemed like an extravagant waste of money and a missed opportunity to help those in need. But what Judas was really concerned about was the opportunity he had missed, the opportunity to line his own pockets with the profits they could have made from the sale of the perfume. So if Judas was around today, I wonder if he would start calculating the cost of those 16,000 free meals that Kazi and his staff gave away last year. I wonder if he might question Kazi and push him to put some limits around his generosity so that more money would end up in the bank instead of out on the streets. The love of money had a powerful hold on Judas's heart. And if we're honest, sometimes the love of money can get hold of our hearts, too. If we're honest, sometimes We can find extravagant generosity to be not so much inspiring as intimidating. Think for a minute about what Mary did during that dinner in Bethany. Jesus had come to her brother's home, the brother who had been dead, but then was raised to new life. In an extravagant display of love and faith, Mary wanted to thank Jesus for the miracle he had performed, and she wanted to prepare him for what was coming next. Because he was going to Jerusalem to die. So Mary knelt down and poured 300 denarii's worth of nard on his feet. That amount of perfume cost almost a whole year's worth of wages. In that symbolic action, Mary honored Jesus' life and she helped to prepare him for death. She might have been able to get away with using just a little bit of nard. It was a symbolic action after all, but she chose to go all out. She poured the whole pound of perfume on Jesus' feet. She was extraordinarily generous. She did all that she could to honor her God. And that extravagant generosity, it scared Judas. Scripture tells us that Judas scoffed at Mary because she could have sold the perfume, given the money to the poor. Although we know that really he wanted that money, Judas did, in his pockets. Judas seemed to be worried about the poor when he was really worried about himself. But I wonder if he was worried about something else too, something more than just money. I wonder if he was worried that he could never measure up to Mary's extravagant generosity and her deep faith. Mary's generous heart exposed Judas for who he really was. Her generosity exposed his deceit and his betrayal and his lack of faith. And sometimes, maybe generosity does the same thing to us. Because think about it for a minute. Think about how much money you make in 1 year. And then think about literally pouring that money away. A whole year's wages. Would you actually have the heart to do it? Now, it's easy to scoff at Judas in our scripture reading today and claim we would never be like him. But if we're honest, if we look into our hearts, I'm guessing we see a bit of Mary there and a bit of Judas. So we actually need both of them to be in this story. Not so that we can make Judas out to be the villain and Mary the saint. We need both of them in this story so that we can remember that both of them had a place at the dinner table that night in Bethany. Devotion and deceit. Generosity and worry. Faithfulness and betrayal. Mary and Judas. There was room for it all at the table of God's love and God's grace. And so, friends, there is room for us too. Whether we identify with Mary or with Judas or, more likely, somewhere in between, there is room for all of us at God's table of love and grace. So once again today, you will find a piece of origami paper in your bulletin. All throughout Lent, we have been using these pieces of paper, to let go of things, to let go of the things that keep us from drawing close to God. So today, I invite you to be painfully honest. What is it that most worries you that might keep you from God? What is it that you think is too broken to ever be redeemed? What are the parts of your heart that are claimed by powers that are not God? What is it that worries you? Because you can let go of those things and trust that they do not keep you from receiving the love and the grace of our God, because God loves us so abundantly. And God offers us grace so generously. So friends, today you can let go of that worry. Even though our basket is now filled with food that we have brought today, which seems fitting as we cultivate generosity, we can still place our prayers here at the foot of the cross after the service, trusting that we can let go of any worry we have and fully embrace the love and the grace of our God, the love and grace poured out for us at this table today. Amen.